Roman's Product Management Podcast. Three qualities of great product roadmaps. The product roadmap can be an incredibly useful planning tool that aligns the stakeholders and development teams and communicates how a product is likely to evolve. But sadly, that's not the case for every product roadmap I've seen. To ensure that your product roadmap is effective, you should make it goal-oriented or outcome-based, shared and actionable, as I explain in this episode. The first quality that an effective product roadmap should have is goal-oriented, which is also known as outcome-based. Traditionally, product roadmaps are output-focused plans that map features like registration, search, and reporting onto a timeline. Such a roadmap essentially states when a piece of functionality will be delivered. This can be reassuring for customers and stakeholders, as the individuals believe that they know when their features will be delivered. But this approach has three drawbacks. First, a feature-based roadmap makes it hard to secure agreement and create alignment, as stakeholders often compete to get their feature on the roadmap. Second, it overlaps with the product backlog, especially when detailed features are used. This makes the product roadmap more susceptible to change, and it increases the effort to update it. Third, the features are sometimes regarded as a commitment rather than a part of a high-level plan that is likely to change. This limits your ability to experiment and learn, to discover the best way to address the user and customer needs, and create value for the business. I therefore recommend applying a different product roadmapping approach and using goal-oriented roadmaps, which are also called outcome-based. As the name suggests, these roadmaps focus on product goals or outcomes, such as acquiring customers, increasing engagement, and future-proofing the product by removing technical debt. The goals state the specific value a product is likely to create, and therefore communicate why it is worthwhile to progress it. This helps you align the stakeholders and development teams, as I discuss in a little while in more detail, and it also helps you acquire a budget, if that's required. Lastly, goal-oriented roadmaps are compatible with objectives and key results, or just OKRs for short. You can think of the goals as objectives and the other roadmap elements as the key results. These benefits make goal-oriented outcome-based product roadmaps preferable to traditional feature-focused plans, especially for digital products that exhibit uncertainty and change virtually across their entire life cycles. And if you are looking for a template to create a goal-oriented outcome-based product roadmap, then try my Go product roadmap, which you can download from my website, romanpeschler.com. And this template contains not only goals, outcomes, but also dates or timeframes, names, features, and metrics as additional product roadmap elements. However, I'd like to emphasize that the features shown do depend on the outcomes. Each feature on my roadmap template must help meet a goal and achieve the desired benefits. And what's more, the goals are the primary roadmap elements and are used to secure agreements. The second quality is shared. No matter how well thought out your product roadmap might be, it is worthless if the key stakeholders and development team members don't understand and support it. A great way to achieve a common product roadmap is to involve the individuals in the product roadmapping decisions, preferably in form of a collaborative workshop, be it online or on site. Now, I'd like to point out that collaborative roadmapping does not mean that everybody gets their way or is necessarily super happy with every single roadmapping decision taken. Instead, it means leveraging people's expertise to create a product roadmap that maximizes the value the product creates and that attracts as much support as possible. And while it's important that you cultivate an open mind and attentively listen to the ideas and concerns of the stakeholders and development team members, and that you empathize with them, you should not allow the individuals to tell you what to do. Otherwise, your roadmap may end up being a weak compromise, sort of a feature soup, rather than a compelling plan that helps create the desired value for the users and the business. So have the courage to say no, and decline feature requests or suggestions, and ensure that the roadmap tells a coherent story about the likely growth of your product. I find that it's helpful to involve a Scrum Master or Agile Coach, assuming one is available, to facilitate the workshop to ensure that everybody is heard and nobody dominates. This is especially helpful when the attendees are new to collaborative decision making or when they haven't worked together before, and hence the level of trust amongst them is fairly low. The third quality of an effective product roadmap is that it's actionable. For a product roadmap to be effective, well, it must be actionable. And the best way to achieve this is to base the plan on a validated product strategy. And that is a strategy whose key assumptions have been tested. And such a strategy should state the user and customer needs, the target group, so who the customers and users are, the product's standout features that set it apart from its competing offerings, and its business goals. Before you develop a roadmap, you should therefore first create and validate a product strategy. Additionally, you will have to choose a realistic time frame, a period for which you can anticipate the likely development of your product without having to resort to speculation. And my general recommendation is to limit a roadmap of a digital product to the next 6 to 12 months, and then to regularly review and update the plan once a quarter as a rule of thumb. And finally, make sure that your product roadmap does not contain too much detail. Adding, for example, epics and user stories is a bad idea, as it blurs the line between the roadmap and the product backlog. Additionally, it results in a product roadmap that is difficult to understand, prone to change, and comparatively hard to manage. You should therefore view your roadmap as a strategic plan, focus it on outcomes and goals, and use it to describe your product's overall journey. Let the product backlog capture all the details. I hope you found my thoughts helpful. You can learn more about effectively working with product roadmaps by attending my Product Strategy and Product Roadmap training course, which is also available online, and by reading my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.